You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Episode 17.
Well, we'd like to welcome tell everyone that we have a special guest. He flew down.
Yeah, because we're not welcoming him.
Well, that's true. He flew down because of the rapid response he's having for Alberto. He's going to get things straight. But welcome, President Bush.
Thank you. That's not very nice.
No, it's not.
I don't enjoy that kind of disrespect.
You might need to get a little closer to my
city.
President Bush, you might have to get a little closer to the mic.
Don't be scared of it.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm the damn president. Don't mess with Texas.
I hear there's only steers and queers that come out of there. Which one are you?
I'm a steer. Mm. I'm steering this country in the right direction.
Big hanger.
You're steering this country in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm going to start the Holy Roman Empire 2, Return of the Empire, The Jedi Strikes Back.
Do you know what the Jedi is?
I'm totally a Jedi. Got Jedi powers.
Why?
I got mind tricks.
Let's see one of them.
I'm going to add 2 plus 2 equals 22.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
You're such a genius.
So, Gina, do you have a question for the president?
Not yet. I'm still thinking.
Garrett? I have a question. Well, you know your mom is really popular for her pearls. You know, her pearl necklaces. And sometimes they're a little big. And I was just wondering, where does she pull those out from?
Well, she gets
them. Which daddy was it?
Actually, I gave her that pearl necklace.
You did?
Yes. I gave it to her for Christmas. She keeps wearing
it.
Where did you buy it?
I just made it for her.
Really?
It's a pearl necklace.
Mm. Well, you know, they can be really confused with anal beads. And they kind of look like anal beads.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where do you think you got them?
Anal beads in Texas.
Oh, no gay people in Texas.
No, there's no gay people in Texas. It's Texas.
Everything's big in Texas.
Everything's
except for the gay
big,
population.
Except for our gay people, because there ain't none.
Why not?
Because they all live in Mexico, and they're trying to get in. That's why I'm building a fence to keep gay people out of the United States.
Oh, and
do you
immigrants.
Know how to build it?
No, I'm not worried about immigrants. I'm just worried about gay people.
Speaking of gay people, you were quoted to saying, actually, I think there was a cartoon about you.
Cartoon? There's a lot of cartoons about me.
About?
That internet thing. I think Al Gore, he set that thing up to make fun of me. I think that's what the whole thing was about.
He was asking you, what are you going to do to... What was it again?
How much it costs you to get reelected? Ricketts.
I'm here, I'm sorry.
So how much did it cost him to get reelected?
How much did it cost... Gina wants to know how much it cost you to get reelected. It
didn't cost me anything. I just won over the American people's spirit.
Oh, you just threatened them.
My persuasion.
You threatened them.
I don't know about these threats that you speak of. I'm not a terrorist like some others would lead you to think.
Do you remember the
first... Can you say his name?
Terror?
No. Osama bin Laden.
He's a terrorist.
You know how to say his name. Can you pronounce it?
Osama
bin Laden.
Yes, that's what I said. Osama bin Laden.
Oh my God.
Say nuclear.
Can you spell it? If
If you can spell it, I'll be totally impressed.
Are you talking about our nuclear program?
Yes, our Osama bin Laden.
Gonna get nuclear power. Nuclear powered cars. In the energy crisis.
Now, are they gonna have the big towers? You know, those big nuclear towers on the back?
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll cut down on safety hazards of night driving. You know.
By the way, Gina, Arnold Schwarzenegger is a dear friend of mine, and he was letting me know that you have the greatest Hummer that he has ever experienced.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If I could, I would drive a Hummer, but they won't let me.
You ain't getting near my Hummer.
Are you sure?
Oh, believe me.
Gina is going through a court situation right now, a court trial, because Maria has decided to sue him for his Hummer.
That's very upsetting. I'll have to talk to her for you.
The bitch ain't
Arnold
getting the Hummer.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's a dear friend of mine. He's a dear friend. Knows my daddy.
How close of a friend?
We grew up together in...
Austria?
No, not in Austria. Well, I mean, we, you know, hung out. We're tight.
Which one? Tight? You or him?
We snorted some coke together. I mean, drank some delicious soda beverages.
And who was on top?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think... Oh, you mean talking about bunk beds? Oh, he was on top.
Oh, I bet he was. Bottom beds. He was driving at home every
yeah,
night.
Yeah, I'm totally a bottom.
I figured that.
I don't know what's so funny. I just like being closer to the ground.
I'm sure you do, with your legs in the air.
No, I don't sleep like that. It's not very comfortable.
He sleeps on his stomach.
Yeah, I sleep on my stomach. With my face in the pillow.
Oh, that's even pillow better. Biter. He's even easier access.
No wonder Arnold was so happy the last time he was here.
He's a dear friend of mine.
Do you happen to have an arrow tattooed on your lower back pointing downward?
I don't know why. I don't have any tattoos. The Lord said not to tattoo thyself. It says it in...
The temple.
In Genesis 12, Return of Genesis.
Actually, I believe that's a Jewish belief.
No, that's totally Christian. I'm a Christian.
Because Jewish people are wrong.
Yeah,
right?
Jewish people, they just don't know about the word of Jesus.
You
talk to
Jesus.
We're tight.
Oh, really?
You and Jesus are tight.
Me, Jesus, and Arnold, we're like best of pals.
Oh, a threesome.
Yeah, quite a threesome.
I bet y'all are. Lord. I bet he is too, isn't he?
Arnold screams a lot.
Really?
It makes it hard to get to sleep because he's always screaming.
It's like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Who's your daddy now?
Do you get upset that he doesn't say your name ever?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, I do have something to say. I would just like to say that I appreciate you folks sweating for Jesus.
Oh, I've been totally sweating for Jesus.
I'm sweating for Jesus, too.
I bet you are.
I mean,
down on them knees.
Who wouldn't want to get sweaty for Jesus?
Oh, amen.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to ask the president, guys and girls?
Why are you trying to ban gay marriage?
Well, it's because, think about it this way. If Mexicans sneak across the border, then they can get married to gay people. And then, then they'll become citizens, and then there'll be Mexicans everywhere.
Mexigays.
Yeah, Mexisexuals.
There'll be
Mexisexuals all over the place.
Well, you know, President Bush, Latino men are my thing.
You better not be smuggling any Latinos across the border.
Oh, they're going in the border a lot.
Oh,
Latino
yes.
Smuggler.
They're going in the cave. Through the tunnel.
Don't make me get the Secret Service again.
Oh, you remember that?
I'm not a big fan of them comments you made on the internet.
No?
No.
Which ones?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not even going to say it because...
That's right, because he couldn't read them.
Yeah. I mean, Dick Cheney read it to me.
How what is happening?
Huh?
And Mr. Cheney.
Mr. Cheney?
I said, how is Dick?
Yeah, how is...
Yeah. And Mr. Cheney.
He's doing all right. I mean, you know.
Dick is good?
Is Dick good?
Yeah. Dick is good, right?
You know.
Can you say it?
Yeah, Dick is good.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States just came out.
Came out of what?
Our butts.
No, I don't believe I did. I think there's Mexicans in there.
You want to see?
A whole family of them.
Now, during your presidency, you followed in your father's footsteps a lot. During the end of his term, he, if you might remember, he projectile vomited on an Asianic prime minister.
Yes.
Now, actually, Mr. President, following in your father's footsteps, do you have any plans to project any bodily fluids onto any world leaders?
I plan to piss on Kim Jong-il. That's my goal. That's why I'm working towards my presidency. That's what it's all about. To piss on Kim Jong-il.
You might want to get a shark or a milk, or I might have a training montage
with you. Show you the ropes.
R. Kelly was acquitted of all charges.
And caught in Florida in your brother's state.
Yeah, my brother.
You know who your brother is, right?
Yeah, I know who my brother is.
Does he sleep on the bottom too?
No, he's on the top bunk. He would always get mad when Arnold was over there. He'd be like, get off the top. Get off the top. I'm the top. I'm always on top. Bottom?
What'd you say, Jaina?
I said, haven't you realized our president is a complete bottom?
Well, I didn't know brothers did top and bottom.
We do in our family. Bush. I mean, we only had one bunk bed.
They are from Texas.
Yes, Texas.
We're from Texas. We have big bunk beds.
And everything's bigger there, apparently.
So what are you measuring up to, President Bush?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
What do you measure?
Wait,
six, seven, 8, 2 inches?
You talking about centimeters?
Yeah, centimeters.
Millimeters.
Yeah, I think 8 centimeters.
8 centimeters? Okay. All right, well, I'm about through with this interview. So, anybody else have any questions?
I got
hurricanes to fight. I'm going to kick that Alberto's ass.
Which is probably a Mexican.
That's He's right. just and a Mexican trying to sneak into this country.
Don't forget to take your fire hose.
Yep, you go You'll take care that. Of Alberto's ass there.
I'm gonna take You'll care need your of fire Alberto.
Hose. I thought Arnold takes care country. Of your ass.
I'm going to assume Alberto is just going to be an example to other
Arnold
Mexicans.
Found that
to
ass.
Other asses.
Arnold found that ass.
Okay, well, President Bush.
I've got important presidential duties to do. Got to find an exit strategy for this
Make
apartment.
Sure you light a match.
Bye, President Bush.
See ya, sucker.
Wow, that was great.
Oh, God.
That guy was crazy, wasn't he, Ryan?
Yeah, he was crazy.
Crazy.
Look at a Superman color.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we only have enough headphones for, you know, three of us, so it sucks. It couldn't, you know.
It would be great if somebody wanted to donate some money to it and send it to our post office box.
Yes.
Right, Jaina?
3498 Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Yeah, send us some money. We need a mixer.
Send us a card or something to make... Yeah. We want to know you love us.
That's right. Or hate us. We don't care. Send us hate mail.
As long as you're listening.
That's right. Right.
We don't want used condoms, and we don't want to use tampons.
And please no HIV needles.
Tampons and used condoms.
Oh, I know
this
is going to be...
boxers and briefs.
This is going to be the third time we say this on a podcast. But Gina and I are going to take over Lakeland, and we're going to call it Gayland, and we're going to have a presidential election, and everybody's going to vote, and no matter who they vote for, we're still going to win. And if they vote against us, then what they have to do is suck 500 uncut cocks that haven't been cleaned in like a year. And then they have to turn around and lick 500 pussies that have been on the menstrual cycle for 5 days and haven't been washed.
Oh, that's...
They're going to have like a delicious good time.
Isn't that what we're dealing with right now?
A bunch of dicks and like, nasty pussies? Yeah.
Yeah. Happening to put up with some dirty dick. Some smelly pussy.
Ugh. I don't know anything about smelly pussy. I know some stuff about dirty dick.
One just left.
Oh, yeah. Dirty pussy?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he did leave. He's a big asshole, too. Oh. I gotta be careful what I say. Garrett, I don't know if you know this, but I've been, you know the whole thing. Investigation of their Secret Service.
Yeah, for those of you listening, Garrett shook his head yes.
And went,
mm-hmm. You see, my radio skills are honed to a fine razor edge
Mad
point.
Steals, biatch.
I'm going to conduct the rest of the radio show in sign language, actually. So that should be interesting.
For yeah, he's interpreting it sign language for us.
That's
for
a little bit more than Furt did.
Listeners. Our deaf listeners, he's doing sign language.
Furt just said, I'm not eating that nasty shit. No, I don't like cum. That's all I remember her saying.
We have something else that we need to ask for, too.
What's that?
It'd be nice if the listeners would either send it in itself or send money for it for a nice cam for my computer so that when we're doing these shows, we can actually do video back and forth so we can actually Ooh. See each other.
That would be cool. About that? I don't know if you want to see me. I mean, you know.
I think you guys should do a live broadcast from like the Lakeland bus terminal where you're actually begging for change. You could like have viewers come down there. I don't think you can do a live podcast, can you?
No, you can't do a live podcast, okay. But you can get an iRiver and take it anywhere and record it. Okay. So
I have no idea about
it. Oh, and also to any of you listeners who may work for whatever the hell the company is that does Survivor, I just sent in my audition tape.
You don't even know what channel it comes on.
No, there. I don't.
Or time slot or
no, no way I'm gonna watch that show. Man, even if I was on Survivor, I wouldn't watch that shit.
You've never watched
well,
it?
Well you would no. You would like DVDR it and yeah, scan through every scene that didn't involve you. Yeah.
You'd be like, look at that hot ass. Look at that ass right there.
Check it out where I was rubbing my stomach.
Shake them titties.
Eating them, them rice patties.
Did you include on the interview application that you're already a radio personality?
No.
Should have tried that.
I don't
that.
Think so.
Really?
It didn't really have any questions geared toward that.
Yeah, well, you know, you
just wrote it in the margin. Video.
Oh, what? What'd you say, John?
Don't you do the video?
Yeah, you do the video.
Which, by the way, water tobacco pipe product was in full view throughout 50% of the video interview.
What yeah,
you oh, tobacco purposes.
What are you
oh my
guys
God, I had an
talking
awesome idea.
About? Dude, I don't understand.
How did you record that? Hmm? Your interview?
Oh, I have a video camera. I have a digital camera. We're going
to
transfer.
You know
we have
we
to transfer
to
the VHS.
We need to transfer that to computer and put it on our website so people can see your...
Oh, my God. That okay. All right.
You
sounds
totally
good.
Do that.
That's great.
Garrett's in it, too. He's interviewing awesome. Me. And I'm shirtless, so...
Oh,
well,
hot.
Steadily
no.
getting
not really.
Less clothes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
To some of our listeners, you may be.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not real hairy, though. I'm not.
They don't care.
I'm fuzzy.
You're a man.
Yeah.
True. We totally need to do about. That.
But I'm a chunky man.
They love chunky. Look at me. They love me.
Yeah. Maybe I should go gay. It's
maybe
easy.
You should. You probably get more action that way.
Probably. I've always
and you don't have to
that.
Get it. You can give. There's plenty of people that want to get it.
No, I'm solid.
You probably have no problem.
Right now.
But remember, you're also dealing with another man who is always horny, so you can always have sex.
True.
You don't hear, I have a headache.
Oh, oh no, really? I don't exactly. hear
it. Unless you're like,
that's
fucking a total the only bitch. Thing you might hear is, oh, my ass hurts a little bit.
Can we slow down? My ass.
My skull's still hurting from last night.
My ass is a little chafed. It's a little.
We're
weird.
Out of lube. There's no lube left. Sorry.
What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know. We've been on for a while. How long is the show?
45 minutes.
Wow.
So people look for the video. So we go for an
hour. Should we go for an hour?
What are we on?
We're at 45 minutes.
Okay, might as well go for an hour. It's only 15
minutes. Or we could go for an hour and split it up into two different shows and say to listen to the rest of it, you have to...
To be continued. Exactly.
That'd be a cool
15.
Idea. Part one, part two.
Right.
Word. Excellent. We could do that.
And then... We don't have to do another podcast until Saturday.
Ricky's mad editing skills. Mm-hmm. Skills. Mad.
Where's Misty?
Skills. I don't know. I try to get a hold of her all day.
Not that we don't enjoy Garrett.
And his silent approach to radio.
Oh, this is going to be the podcast. Fur, Brandy, and Garrett.
Oh, and then just crickets, right?
Yeah.
Crickets and the slowest violin playing ever.
Well, I'll take the lead, and Ryan will be there to do the countdown.
Yeah.
A la G's place of business.
The countdown is up to 34 on Garrett Watch.
You say a lot?
Especially
when
on the phone.
We went onto the phones at that place of business.
Uh-huh.
I had no phone training whatsoever, so I was calling customers, and it pretty much persisted of this. This is Garrett with company. I'm calling regarding your scroll through a couple of screens on the computer. Telephone service. And I looked over one day and Ryan just had like six fingers in the air and I'm like, what are
Bullshit,
you doing?
Like 10 fingers and I was like, I don't have any more fingers.
And he was taking his socks and shoes off in preparation of the 10 or
15. I'm pretty sure he got up to like 32 in one call. It was crazy. But the funny thing is he talks to his dad the exact same way. He sounds like he's talking to a customer on the phone. He's like, I think I'm gonna go to the store and then like you're not dealing with a customer, it's your dad.
Well, it's the same concept. I gotta bullshit the customer. I gotta bullshit my dad too.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Well, I'm going to go do some underage drinking. I'm going to cruise through the ghetto and pick up a dime bag.
I was gonna say
and
it sounds like
it with my homies.
Crack is whack.
I'm with the smokable and the walkable kind.
The smokable and what?
Walkable kind.
Walkable crack.
Yes.
You talking about
crack hoe?
Ass crack? Oh, because Garrett knows about some ass crack.
You do?
Garrett's got some mad plumber butt going on.
I got really skinny about a year ago.
Bullshit.
Replaced the majority of my wardrobe with low-rise, ultra-low-rise jeans, which were at the time a good idea, apparently. And then I began to eat again. Especially at buffets, so everything's just kind of expanding out of the waistband.
Yeah, so...
Get a picture of his crack right
Oh, like most of the women
line.
At the company we used to work for.
It's,
or I used to work for.
Ricky.
Huh?
I said get a picture of his ass crack so we can put it online.
Asscrack.com. Rate my
it's
ass
It's secured
crack.
Currently.
Bullshit, it's secured. Wait, don't move.
Butt crack.
There's a shirt over it, and that's how it's secure.
Yeah, that's how I took care of the problem. I just started buying progressively longer shirts. I'm actually wearing a muumuu right now. Because
otherwise you'd see his butthole. Just be peeking at
it. Like, I can't even make it over the cheeks anymore. I just kind of tuck my testicles and my schlong up in there and button it up and then kind of cover the whole shebang up.
They
no wonder it takes you so long to get ready. Just all this tucking in.
They look like they're right about to scream out there.
Do you have to use any duct tape?
Did you see the look he gave me?
Duct tape
like,
involved.
What the hell are you looking at my nuts for? Oh, China, you should have seen it. That was great.
That's why I well, need to, Ryan would know that this wouldn't be the first time that would happen.
What?
That what?
My nuts have made a escape.
We went ice skating.
Did you get a nut shot, Ricky?
Yeah, we're going to post it on the side.
The night's still young.
Is that a nut shot with the camera, or is that a nut shot?
Oh.
Ooh. I'm talking about a visual nut
shot. Oh, a visual.
Okay. I got a story, though, about Garrett.
And my testicles.
And his testicles. Do you want to tell it?
Troublemaker.
The website for pictures.
No, you can go ahead.
We went to the Civic Center, and they had the ice skating, you know? Mm-hmm. And Garrett's skating around, and he's like, God, it's really cold in here. I was like, well, there is ice. And he's like, but no, it feels really cold on my crotch. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, he peers down, and his fly's open. And at the time, Garrett wasn't wearing any underwear.
At the time, I'm totally anti-underwear.
Me too. Yeah. I don't wear underwear either.
Anti-underwear for life.
I used to be totally anti-underwear, but now I'm...
You have a girlfriend and she makes you...
No. Communist. No, that... Hell no.
You had to start doing your own laundry. I'm going to adopt this practice again. I'm tired of washing my pants
twice. That's pretty bad if you stopped wearing underwear because you started doing your own laundry and your own underwear disgusts the fuck out of you.
No,
that would be gross.
That would be gross. Garrett.
And why all underwear should be brown.
I don't think we should talk about laundry,
Garrett.
That's
why I don't wear whitey-tight.
You going to go buy some more socks?
It's a very convenient solution to a problem.
A laundry-related problem. Garrett throws away his socks and then just buys new ones instead of washing them.
Oh, I wash them, after a while I throw them away.
Well, the biggest problem is, like, my calves are humongous. They're, like, coffee can-shaped. And so the elastic band on my socks get, like, mutilated, and then eventually they just kind of, throughout the day, will be sucked into my shoe until they're just kind of bundled up around the toes of my feet, which is why they gotta go. I mean, a pack of socks at Walmart is, like, three dozens for, like, $4.
Do you wear knee highs?
Yeah.
Do you wear knee highs?
No.
Because you're talking about
only when he's
like
on the street on 10th Street.
It's like, how high are they?
Mid-calf.
Thick all the way down.
They're tube
socks. I don't know.
Yeah, they're just regular tube socks.
Okay. Or is he
only,
just
he only
all
wears
the
knee highs at night.
Yeah. When he's going down Wabash.
Yeah.
That's why he only has the bottom portion of his legs shaved.
Well, actually, I wear those, like, you know, those old band. Actually, I wear those old man garter socks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
nice.
Whole,
you know? Yeah, yeah, the houndstooth plaid.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's what I
hard on that.
With my loafers on, my loafers with the, like, tassels.
Make me tweak my titties.
You're making Gina tweak her titties, Garrett.
It just sounds so sexy.
My calves are the size of coffee cans. I'm going to put on my garter socks.
Right in front of a fucking air conditioner, too.
What?
I said I'm sitting right in front of an air conditioner, too, and I'm like all hot and bothered.
Mm. Are you leaking?
Not yet. If you keep talking about this sock, I will be.
Oh, I hope I haven't deleted this. I got to show you. I've already deleted it. Damn. I belong to this live journal group, and it's just nothing but a bunch of pornos, and people, you know, they have porno for upload, and there was this straight porno where this girl was, like, I don't know what the fuck she was doing, but, like, all kinds of water was coming out of her.
Ooh.
And it was, like, just spraying the guy in the face.
Oh, awesome.
And it was, like, multiple times.
Ooh,
yeah.
And it was gross. I wish I still had it. I'd show it to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, I don't know, even know why I have that kind of porno, but they were saying, oh, you have to see this. It's woman ejaculation. That's what it was.
So are you saying you secretly eat roast beef? Is that what?
No. I don't
have roast. Are you going to come out on the show?
Oh, I'm straight. Everyone found out.
Ricky loves roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
Rare.
Do you have
I like them rare. With a little bit of mustard.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and mustard.
Homemade mayonnaise.
Bring out the best with Hellman's.
Just whip it.
Whip it good.
That's right.
Roast beef is weird.
This is gripping radio. Now, talking about deli meats.
Right.
Let me tell you about some deli meats. No, I got nothing.
No.
But really, on the subject of bizarre pornos, remember that one that I had?
Ninja
with the,
porn?
Yes.
No!
Go ahead. Seriously, like, I'm just, the rest of the, it's one of those compilation DVDs, rest of it, it's straight, you know, you insert rod A into slot B kind of stuff, but I come to this one scene, and it begins with this Asian woman lounging on a, just a lawn chair, kind of, you know, kind of going at herself, and then you see, slowly creep behind the fence, all in, like, the black ninja garb, a black man, and he's, like, doing the shifty eyes, and he comes out, and in lieu of any ninja gear, he has the double-headed,
dildo.
Black, yeah, foot-long sword fight dildos, and he comes out, and he's, something like, I seek the eye of the monkey, and the woman's like, only the worthy may reach the eye of the monkey.
Yeah. And then, like, proceeded to have sex with her with a ninja mask on.
But it closed with a close-up of Rodzilla.
Oh, yes.
A Godzilla figurine sex toy. Oh,
shit. Rodzilla.
What's wrong? Hello?
China?
Hey.
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 Yeah.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. We're here.
I'm going to send you a link real quick to a video to check out.
Okay. I'm trying. Somebody sent me this picture of E.T. porn. Like, the people were dressed like E.T. Like, look!
Wow, that's really bizarre.
That's...
You have Windows Media Player, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that.
Damn.
Here we go. Isn't that
Thank
gross?
God for the internet.
That is... Here, let me send you this and check this out, Jenna.
I mean, if there wasn't the internet around, how would I ever see some chick blow an E.T.?
Isn't that, like, way disgusting?
And check out that mixed milkshake. That is too hilarious.
Check that out. Oh, I can't play it. It won't play. Here we go. You guys have probably seen this.
What is that supposed to be? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, they're free! They're terrorizing the city!
Look.
Oh. Oh, man.
It's like a waterfall of flesh. Nice,
that was like Martin Lawrence and Big Mama's house.
Hey, did you see the E.T. porn?
Yeah, she's got some nice nipples.
She had nipples?
This one right here, yeah. But...
Oh.
She,
yeah.
I totally should have had a shot of somebody doing it bent over, like in the bicycle doing the going over the moon. Silhouetted. Yeah.
It looks like a big turd.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's like some
Mr. Hanky porn.
Really gross seaweed wrapped around her.
Damn it, now there's somebody's gonna make some damn Mr. Hanky porn if it doesn't already exist.
Scat.
German Scheitzerfilm.
No! We're at an hour now.
Yeah.
I guess it's time to
Well, if we're splitting up the show, then we're at a half an hour now.
Oh, yeah, we're at a half an hour.
Well, I mean, aren't you going to, like, cut and edit, or that's not how this thing goes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think it's probably the end of the show.
We need to do two ends of the show? A double-ended show?
No, because
I would say just do a, well, to be continued.
Right, at the end I'll say to be too continued.
Question mark?
Ooh, we should totally record that and then put it at the end of the episode.
Okay.
So, all right, everyone be quiet. No, we'll do it at the end after we say
it. Yeah, we'll just record separately.
Okay, I want to remind everyone to visit our website at foulmonkeys.com and leave comments on our website. Also, I want to remind you, you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And you can give us a call on our hotline at 206-984-FOUL or 3685. Dino.
Or you can call us at 206-666-2252. Bitches.
And also, go to iTunes and subscribe to us and leave comments, because we really need them. We only have 2 stars right now.
Oh.
Or if you like the little fatty cast, only half subscribe.
You said it's out of 4, though, right?
5.
Oh, damn.
12.
There's the little fatty cast. I like them. Gina got a little upset because they called her a co-host.
Oh. Do you know what made me even more upset than that?
What's that?
Was the fact that you're such a huge fan of that show. And it was okay that they made fun of you being drunk, because I thought that was funny as hell. I would have made fun of you.
Uh-huh.
But whenever he started making fun of the way our introduction was, like, this is Dinah, this is Ricky, it was like, he's your biggest fan. Why are you making fun of him?
Oh, I didn't see this making fun of me. Huh? I guess because I've listened to them forever, and I know how they are.
It was just like, okay, you can make fun of Gina all you want. I don't care. That's fine. But it's like, Ricky's not the one that said that he didn't like your show. I did. So, get over it, bitch.
Well, I told him...
Podcast
wars. I call, like, YouTube...
On podcast drama.
Or no, right? I call YouTube guests.
Mm-hmm.
I call Gina my co-host.
Well...
And only because there's 2 hosts.
Yeah.
If there were 3 hosts, it would still be co-host.
Yeah.
If it was 1 person, it would be host.
Well, yes. I consider both of us hosts, so I mean, that's how I look at it.
I guess we're the hosts.
Hosts.
Yeah, maybe.
Hostess. That's good, that, because it involves...
That kind of makes me want a Twinkie.
Hostesses.
Yeah.
Or a ding-dong.
Okay, for real.
Ding-dong, Ricky.
Oh. I want a Twinkie with a ding-dong.
Uh-huh.
We can make it in the store. Get you some snack cakes.
Okay,
can you
well.
Me up some muff.
Muff.
Just take some muff cakes and some, some roast beef on top of them.
Ooh.
A lot of roast beef in that sandwich.
Garrett loves his roast beef.
Do you like it rare?
Oh, yeah.
Juicy?
Yeah.
Red or green?
Oh.
I'm going to go with red there. In any sense of the word, food or sex-wise, I'm going red. I'm not ever going green.
What about, like, lettuce? Would you rather have red lettuce?
I just kind of steer clear of lettuce altogether.
Okay.
Just empty vitamins.
Water.
Yeah, delicious water. The life-giving substance. All right, well, okay. we're doing that thing
yeah,
again.
Yeah, we're done.
Say we ended the
just
show.
Just kind of like the trail
ramble
off.
Ramble on for 10 minutes.
All right, say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, fuckers.
Bye.
Fuck y'all.